Greetings and welcome to the free downloadable mixtape series, The Remedy Project, The Arts of Healing. You are currently listening to Remedy Project Mixtape Volume 3. This series is a musical collaboration between local jazz musicians, healthcare workers, and medical professionals working together to create and interpret classic as well as new and original music. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project. In 2002, I had an experience that gave me a greater respect for our medical community and inspired me to search for ways to thank them. I had a medical procedure to remove a herniated gastrointestinal tumor. The experience changed my life. This mixtape acknowledges the critical role our medical professionals and healthcare workers play in our regional health and examines their impact on our personal lives. We begin our musical journey with the voices of some of our participants.
My name is Barbara Montgomery. My remedy for a healthy life is simplicity, is understanding that one really needs to peel away the layers of the onion. You know, as we go through life, we seem to add more things on all the time and create these complexities when really, truly, keep it simple. Keep it simple. I believe that being present every second of every moment of every day is what we should all aspire to be, in this present moment. Because if we're not living in the past and we're not living in the future, we can't be present. And if we are living in the past, we are holding on to past sufferings. And if we're living in the future, we're anticipating future sorrows. And we're missing the present moment. We're missing this moment right here now that's so beautiful, whether it's whatever it is, because we'll never get that moment again. And then we can release it and let it go and not hold on to it. So understanding that, keep it simple, you know, get a lot of sleep, please. You know, from a health professional point of view, please, sleep is just as important as good nutrition, maybe more so. So get your rest, keep it simple, be present, come from a place of loving kindness and compassion and gratitude. That will do, I feel, more for all of our physical health, our emotional health, our psychological health, our mental health, if we can remember those things.
Welcome back to Remedy Project Mixtape Volume 3. You just heard Perfect Sight by Jupiter Blue, a super duo featuring violinist, vocalist, and certified optician Tara Middleton and her husband, guitarist and electronics wizard Diem Hotep. Both of these artists are members of the Sun Ra Orchestra under the leadership of Marshall Allen. We started that set with the spontaneous composition, The Ambulance, created on the spot in the studio by the Remedy Quartet, which featured Adam Falk, piano, Remedy Project co-producer Tony TNT Jones, bass, Mark Margulies, guitar, and Kim Pedro Rodriguez, drums. We continue with some insights from our participants.
My name is Mark Margulies. Working on the Remedy Project was such a joy for me to be surrounded with musicians who are really talented people, as well as, you know, the whole project as far as the studio environment, the other healthcare professionals that came and volunteered their time. It was just a very joyous atmosphere, and I really liked it.
My name is Beth Arnold Gilbert. The healing process for patients is very individual, but in my experience, they almost universally also need to feel supported and in control.
My name is James Solomon. I work for the Social Security Administration. I was a claims representative for 20 years. As a claims representative, I took a lot of disability claims. I interviewed people an average of 4 to 6 hours a day, and essentially I got their stories as to how they became disabled, and how that affected them with respect to gainful employment. I wanted to talk about the song, Let Us Surround You. It started off years ago as a love song called Let Me Surround You. When I was younger, I was talking about love and that type of thing, surround you with this and that. But as time progressed, I got to that age where people that were like staples in my life in different areas of my life were moving on, they were passing on. And the time that was spent was time that was basically the last time you could basically commune with them, and you knew your days were numbered with communing with them. So the title changed from Let Me Surround You to Let Us Surround You, because several times communities have come together for people that have passed recently in my life, and people came around them and they supported them. In each of these situations, people came together around them because they knew that their moments were like limited, and they came around them with the kind of support, and this is the kind of support you need to get well that we're talking about before, but sometimes you're not going to get well. But even if you're not, people come around you and they give you the support that you need to, for you to transition.
Let us surround you with those things you want to do. Let us surround you with the care we give to you. We've got the time, 'cause it's you. We've got the love, 'cause it's you. We've got the hope, 'cause it's you. Let us surround you. We can't feel your pain, but we share your fears. Call on all of us and we'll be there. Go on, be your pain, we don't care. Call day and night, we will be there. Let us surround you with the things you know you love. Let us surround you. We can never do circle of friends we know you trust, to wrap you in a healing love. We hold on to hope, you're one of us. Let us surround you. Open arms to reminisce about our years. Time we share, laughter and tears. Day and night, we will be there. Let us surround you with all the things you know you love. Let us surround you. We can never do enough. Let us surround you.
Surround you.
Let us surround you. Let us surround you.
Let us
surround you. Let us surround, surround, surround you. Let us surround you. Let us surround you. Surround. Let us surround.
Let us surround you.
You are listening to Remedy Project Mixtape Volume 3. We just heard the romping and rollicking tune, Let Us Surround You, written by Remedy Project co-producer James Solomon and performed by vocalist V. Shane Frederick. He was joined by Adam Falk, piano, Remedy Project co-producer Tony TNT Jones, bass, Compedro Rodriguez, drums and percussion, and James Solomon, background vocals. We continue Remedy Project Mixtape Volume 3 with more words from our participants.
My name is Carol Moog. I'm a psychologist. The patient needs to be able to identify what needs healing in them, not what someone has told them needs to be healed. So I think that's the first step. And that is sometimes hard to identify. It may not be what they've been told by others. So I think without that discovery, therapy goes in a non-productive, not authentic path. Okay, so I go for the authenticity. Then I think the healing can be authentic.
My name is Mark Margulies. I am an optometrist. I help people see clearly, and I take care of their eye health needs. I would say the patient needs to recognize that they are having a problem and they have to be willing to let another human being help them solve their problem. Many people will come in because they have recognized that they're not seeing things as clearly as they should. So with adults, you know, they you know, often will recognize that. With children, it's often a teacher or a school nurse or a parent that might recognize a problem. I would say once you have that, then you have a good start for the health process for healing.
My name is James Solomon. I work for the Social Security Administration. I was a claims representative for 20 years. I'm a songwriter. I've been a songwriter since my teen years. I have a lot of respect for people that engage in the medical profession because they have two things that a lot of people don't have. They have skill and they have empathy. Without both of those things, the patient can be in your setting, but they don't get what they need to heal.
My name is Beth Arnold Gilbert. I am a physician assistant, and I specialize in oncology at the University of Pennsylvania's Abramson Cancer Center. I would describe my job as emotionally complicated, challenging, and fulfilling. Musically, I write, sing, and play guitar alone and with my band, Carmelata.
There is not a clock that's big enough to capture all the sitting, all the staring, blankly straight ahead into the space of spaces, the space of spaces, the space of spaces, yeah. You have got me here, and all that I can think is how. This is not a ticking clock, I'm
frustrated at the pace of this lonely dance.
I was 16, no regrets, cover my bets, give it my best. I need respect, focus my stress. I know your speakers can't control what they say. I do my job, continue my day, and hope they give me my check. What if I miss a spot? What if I'm not good as I thought I was? All the love, solve all my problems if I can start a buzz. Say it loud, proud of my club. We made it up, the proof is in the solution, but you ain't got the plug. Anything can be a drug if you treat it right. Trapped like I need advice, faster than the speed of light. Bang if I receive my stripes, top rank if I can lead the fight. If it ain't what I need, I swipe left, but I gotta retrieve my knights. You're trying to receive your rights, I'm taking my needs for life. Who making it hard to breathe? Who made you in charge of the people? Who gave you the key to the city? You ain't even reaching the steeple. They know my shit is butter, your whole regime is see-through. This ain't the end, it's just a problem. Problems, make it a trend, maybe they'll solve it. Problems, this ain't the end, it's just a problem. Problems, farther from sin if you can solve it. Problems, this ain't the end, it's just a problem. Problems, make it a trend, maybe they'll solve it. Problems, this ain't the end, it's just a problem. Problems, farther from sin if you can solve it. With a philosophy of Socrates, working for mockery and stop the peace, increase the violence, and y'all still silent. Police report violence and shield designers. We got the feel behind this, whatever the deal, decline it. Cause y'all still can't find this. I did my time, I'm clocking out. I write my rhymes when I'm out the house. I'm sure about it without a doubt. Got all my needs in route. Don't need you focused on my problems. This ain't the end, it's just a problem. Problems, make it a trend, maybe they'll solve it. Problems, this ain't the end, it's just a problem. Problems, farther from sin if you can solve it. Problems, this ain't the end, it's just a problem. Problems, make it a trend, maybe they'll solve it. Problems, this ain't the end, it's just a problem. Problems, farther from sin if you can solve it. It's just a problem. Make it a trend, maybe they'll solve it. It's just a problem. Farther from sin, if you can solve it.
You have been listening to Remedy Project Mixtape, Volume 3. We just checked out Problems, It Ain't the End, written and performed by rapper, producer, and former nursing home staff member Twizmatic, who was joined by special guest Adam Falk, who provided the wicked synthesizer solo. Starting off the set was the emotionally moving song Endless Waiting, written and performed by physician assistant and performer Beth Arnold Gilbert and her band Carmelata, featuring Beth Arnold Gilbert, guitar and lead vocals, Brian Mick, guitar, vocals, and original bass track, Andrew Owens, drums and percussion, with special guests Jim Dragoni, guitar solo, and Tony TNT Jones, acoustic bass. We continue the Remedy Project mixtape, Volume 3, with some insight from our participants and our final tune.
My name is Barbara Montgomery. I am an integrative and holistic practitioner. As a musician, I'm a jazz musician, yes. But as soon as some people hear jazz, they think, oh, I don't like jazz. And yet they don't understand all the different types of jazz that are out there. However, if I had to put myself, you know, in a basket, it'd be the jazz basket. I'm a vocalist. I am a composer, an arranger, a lyricist. I'm a lover of all forms of music because all of it is so healing. My particular form of music that spoke to me, that I could interpret, that came and comes from all those, I can't say it comes from me, it comes from the universe, it comes from everything, happens to fit into the jazz format because of that great flexibility and improvisation and that being truly in the present moment and that need for the ensemble to work together with creativity and collaboration. So it's that's how I approach my music, and I always approach it as being something that is going to be healing for the listener and also healing for the performer as well. We're healing each other together. We're co-creating magic.
My name is James Solomon. I work for the Social Security Administration. I was a claims representative for 20 years. As a claims representative, I took a lot of disability claims. I interviewed people an average of 4 to 6 hours a day, and essentially I got their stories as to how they became disabled and how that affected them with respect to gainful employment. My remedy for a healthy life is physical and mental engagement, as long as it's physically possible. You should get up and be moving, and you should also be mentally engaged. You should always challenge yourself in those two areas, especially mental enlightenment. When you get to a certain point, when you feel like you know everything, then that is a path to extinction almost. Because if you're not asking questions, if you're not constantly asking questions and challenging yourself, then you're not growing mentally. And if you're not growing mentally, you're stunted. Same thing with yourself physically. If you're not pushing yourself physically to constantly move around and get things oiled up in your body, that's another path to destruction.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Remedy Project Mixtape Volume 3. For our final song of the series, you heard a jazzy interpretation of Stevie Wonder's classic, Don't You Worry About a Thing, performed by the Remedy Quintet. The tune was arranged by pianist Adam Falk, and he was joined by Remedy Project co-producer Victor North, tenor saxophone, Vince Tampio, trumpet, Sandy Eldred, bass, and Compedro Rodriguez, drums. I'm Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project. I want to thank you for listening to the Remedy Project Mixtape Series, a musical collaboration between local jazz musicians, healthcare workers, and medical professionals. The Remedy Project Mixtape Series was recorded and edited at Spice House Sound Studios. It was mastered at Lynn Asa Studios. This mixtape is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of Culture Trust, Greater Philadelphia, and funded by the Philadelphia Foundation. The executive producer of this mixtape series, Homer Jackson. Co-producers, Tony TNT Jones, Victor North, and James Solomon. Graphic designer, Lynn Washington. Promotions, Stephanie Seipel. Special thanks to all of the participating artists, healthcare workers, and medical professionals. To our collaborators at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital and the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania. To Alex Santilli and Eric Bogatz of Spice House Sound. And finally, to Julia Lopez and Melissa Tally Palmer, who helped make this possible. For more information about this mixtape series, visit us at www.philajazzproject.org. That's P-H-I-L-A jazzproject.org.